The United States reached the peak of its petroleum reserves in the 1970s, and we're still existing off a culture that's very much in denial of that fact. Fortunately, the organic movement has gotten a hold, and so there is a bit of a movement throughout the whole country as an alternative to the traditional food system, which is based on petroleum fertilizers and pesticides.
That was Marisha Auerbach, Olympia permaculturist and localization activist. The organic movement she refers to is not simply an overlay of USDA organic standards on industrial agriculture. It's a resurgence of the 60s-era idealism that founded sustainable farms and cooperative local businesses. Those efforts were largely co-opted by mainstream businesses such as General Mills and Kellogg's, to name but two. Today, the original vision is alive and well all across America at the confluence of two streams: community-supported agriculture and economic localization. I visited Olympia, Washington one rainy December Sunday in 2006. The occasion was a community farm-raising forum organized by Susie Doyle, a Lewis County organic farmer and CSA activist. The event was an opportunity for people to meet local farmers. For me, always hungry, the main event was dinner. But this dinner was different.
I'm standing in the kitchen of the Elks Club in Olympia, commercial kitchen, people scurrying around, lids clanging. All of the food that will be served for dinner is locally grown, despite its being mid-December. We have beets, kale that we made a fine salad. We have carrots and kiwis and chickweed. And we also have Laura, who's a volunteer in the kitchen, an Argentine woman.
Yes, hello. I'm a cook.
There's a turkey in the oven getting ready for dinner, and that was grown locally as well. Why locally? Why this focus on local food? What difference does it make?
If you buy local, you help your community, and also you don't spend so much time and so much gasoline, which means contamination and money, to have your food, and you help your neighbor.
Are there movements like this in Argentina today?
Yes, a lot. Insult? I can see.
Good food, in season, locally produced, and it didn't get to Laura's kitchen from the supermarket. It got there from a co-op with both growers and eaters for members, or from one of the local farmers. One of the guests explains the direct connection.
I'm speaking with
Barbara Bradshaw.
And you're a native of Germany, I guess.
Yes. What I've heard is this like is a meeting from lots of farmers and people that are interested in like CSAs.
And CSAs are...
What's the real name of it? Well, it's actually something similar that I'm used to in Heidelberg, Germany, because like you can pay the farmer in advance for a box of veggies, fruits and different things and whatever the farmers are producing. And I think it's a really good program because you're supporting the farmers and you're getting very fresh, the best food that you can imagine.
So we call that community-supported agriculture here.
How well is the CSA model working? To hear the participants tell it, quite well.
I was going to the co-op on the west side, and here's this woman standing there with a baseball cap on. I thought, she can't be all bad. And so I talked to her for about 3 minutes, and she handed me a piece of paper. And knowing Susie has been for me like a birthday present every week. She brings them to my door, my greens, my veggies.
My experience with Louise, the first time that I met her was, like she said, at the co-op, and we had CSA information out there. And we were invited there as farmers to have people in the community come and meet us. This beautiful woman came up and talked to me for a moment and took a piece of paper and instantly wrote me a check for $230, and I didn't ever know her before. We've had this most awesome relationship ever since.
Beyond CSAs, folks around Olympia are experimenting with co-ops that attract both producers and consumers and encourage people to produce, as our cook Laura Lasada explains.
The co-ops are, you know, it's a central place where everybody can buy and sell things from the community. And I think it's an inspiration also for people who live in a community to have a place where to sell their things. Let's say, for example, I have chickens, then I have eggs. But if somebody has to go, you know, someplace to buy potatoes, then come to my place to buy eggs, go to some other place to buy lettuce, some other place to buy lamb, it's so complicated. so much energy, time, money, and gasoline. But if we put all together in a central, this encourages people to buy from the community, but also encourage people to produce something, because then you have the customers ready, waiting for you.
Back to Susie.
There are a lot of local farms, local CSA farms here in Olympia. And Olympia, bless its heart, is probably one of the most progressive communities in terms of sustainability in the country, as far as I've been told, and my experience. I'm concerned about the food supply. As I shared with you a little bit earlier, I actually think it's an issue of national security, but I don't normally approach it from that place. It's important that we be able to have farmland in places that we can grow our own food if the need ever comes. And besides, if there never was an emergency or any other reason, local food is just so good. I mean, why would you do anything else? You know?
Yeah, I know. The food was really good. For KBCS, this is Tom Allen.